Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Boy, we talk about healthcare a lot. Here's a healthcare story.
In a combination civil and criminal settlement, Pfizer has agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest healthcare fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice.
$2.3 billion. That was Associate Attorney General Tom Perrelli speaking yesterday about the Pfizer settlement for fraud in a very complicated and interesting area of law involving big pharma and advertising and off-label prescriptions. It's a complicated area, which is why we've asked Tony West, Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's Civil Division, to join us. He joins us from his office at DOJ. Tony West, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So this is fraud in the sense that Pfizer has essentially admitted to using advertising to appeal directly to consumers, using advertising to get people to maybe use drugs for off-label, non-approved FDA uses, and for basically recruiting doctors to be marketing agents in their offices, encouraging the use of Pfizer products in return for financial reward. Is that basically it?
That's basically right. You know, every drug that gets approved by the FDA gets approved for a very specific medical indication or a very specific use. You know, a drug company can't, say, get approval for a drug to treat acute pain, let's say, and then market it as a weight loss drug. And what happened here is that Pfizer asked the FDA if it could promote the sale of Bextra, which is an anti-inflammatory drug, for certain uses that the FDA had not approved and in doses higher than the approved maximum. The FDA, citing safety concerns, said no, but Pfizer marketed Bextra for those unapproved uses anyway.
Is this settlement really an indication that the whole area of advertising by big pharma companies is a slippery slope and that it's almost impossible for these companies to resist crossing the line here?
Well, you know, I don't want to indict the entire industry. I think there are a number of pharmaceutical companies out there who are trying to do the right thing and who do the right thing every day and provide important products and drugs for the American people. But clearly, in this case, a line was crossed. You had a situation where doctors were being paid and medical professionals and medical providers were being paid kickbacks, essentially. And in fact, one of the charges we used was the anti-kickback statute in order to induce folks to prescribe Pfizer drugs. You had situations where doctors were invited to consultant meetings at resort locations, were entertained with golf and massages, again, to encourage them to use the off-label or promote the off-label uses of Bextra.
Well, according to the whistleblower law, one of the whistleblowers who is involved in this case could possibly make $51.5 million as his cut of this settlement. It's a very interesting exploration of law in the healthcare field. It involves Pfizer. It paid $2.3 billion yesterday. Tony West, Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's Civil Division, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.